I hate my engagement ring. Brides, consider this, part two. You hate your engagement ring. It's just not right, it's not you, and you don't know what to do. Live with it, or say something and exchange it for something that feels better to you. Either route is tricky, and you don't know where or how to begin. Well, when you don't know what to do, the best action is do nothing. Do nothing. Wait until not only do you know what you want to do, but also until you've figured out the kindest, least hurtful, best for your marriage manner in which to go about this, for yourself and for him. Because this ring situation, let's call it that, is really just an example of the realities of being in deep, lifelong relationship with another person. He chose it for you with the best intentions. Read my other blog, I Hate My Engagement Ring, What Do I Do? Part 1, to walk in his shoes. To walk in his shoes. To have more empathy for the enormous efforts your fiancé went to in order to choose your engagement ring. Now, that it isn't perfectly you is awkward. But before you utter the words, exchange the ring, I want you to spend a few days, yes, days, reflecting on why you don't like the ring. Not the aesthetic qualities you're probably focused on. Truly, put that aside. You spent enough time focusing on what's wrong with your ring. You know this by heart by now. It's time for you to learn some new information about yourself. Reflect instead on the feel of this ring on your left hand, the newness, the oddness, the symbolism of it, and the realities of it, what it means in your life. Have you, for instance, worn it at a bar with your gang of girlfriends yet? Have you noticed how suddenly invisible you are to single men? That cute guys take note of your ring and quickly move on to another woman who is available? Or are you comparing your ring to others' rings? Friends who are married to, say, bankers who make bank, when your guy is the best sixth grade teacher in the school district? That's not a fair comparison. Or are you comparing your ring to your mom's? And have you conveniently forgotten that she was given this ring on their 10th anniversary, when your family was doing better financially? If you're comparing rings, to whom are you comparing? Is it an equal comparison to the reality of your and your fiancé's ages, incomes, and value systems? Or are you not wearing your ring out of the house? And is that really because you don't like it? Or that you're not ready for the entire world to see you as engaged because you haven't wrapped your head around it yet? These questions are just the tip of the iceberg. I've spent a few weeks of sessions with brides on unearthing the whys of their negative feelings about their engagement rings. With one, we worked on this for months. Because rarely does the dislike of the ring have much to do with the actual ring itself. I've been counseling brides since 2002, and I know this to be true. Plus, how many hideous engagement rings out there are there really? Think about it. For most newly engaged women, their feelings about the ramifications of saying yes to the proposal get projected onto the engagement ring. The ring, for some, becomes the hook, the embodiment of all the feelings brought on by this life change. Does this resonate for you? If so, your feelings about your ring are probably not about the rock on your hand. In this case, you might consider living with the ring as it is, seeing it with loving eyes, allowing yourself to get accustomed to it. At the very least, do this for a while before saying anything. Your difficulties with the ring are likely around your normal, natural feelings about getting married, about this major life change. One bride I work with chose the exact date of the Napa Valley getaway weekend during which her proposal occurred. She made the hotel reservations, and she knew that he would propose on Saturday afternoon before their fancy dinner out. There was zero surprise or spontaneity about when or where the proposal would occur. Still, she found her way to me, Googling late at night about hating her engagement ring. It was the one detail from the proposal that her boyfriend really wanted to do solo. She had no control over this. He kept telling her he knew her style. He knew her taste. He felt confident he'd nail it for her, and it was important for him to do it without her by his side. This bride, who planned the moment and location of her proposal, was fixated on the quote-unquote problems with her ring, the part she had zero control over. It was, of course, basically good. For the most part, she liked it. He nailed the major aspects of it, but one small aspect of the setting drove her nuts. She hated it, didn't want to live with it, but didn't know how to tell him because she was cognizant that he felt a lot of pride around choosing that ring for her. She found me because she was starting to feel a little OCD about the setting of her ring. She couldn't stop focusing on it. Nor had she shared her feelings yet with her fiance. She kept them to herself, and she found herself withdrawing a bit from him. And he was beginning to notice. She told me in our free 15-minute Zoom consultation about her issues with the ring at length. Now, part of her felt like a brat complaining. I appreciated that. And part of her felt legit. She kept going around and round in her head, in her thoughts, with me on Zoom, until I stopped her and asked her if she felt like things in her life had changed since her engagement. And then she launched into how all of her relationships had suddenly changed as soon as she got engaged. How, for example, her tech bro co-workers were suddenly treating her slightly differently, a little cooler. How her girlfriends weren't including her quite as much on their girls' nights out, since she was officially and forevermore off the market. How her dad, who has suddenly become a bit withdrawn, was calling her less frequently, was distant. How her fiance, who is as happy as a puppy dog that she said yes, seems as if he's on a different planet than she is. On some level, he feels like his work is done. His future is set. She gets a sense that he already feels somewhat married, having proposed to her. Whereas she is flooded with all these new, challenging, totally unexpected emotional experiences. The disconnect between them looms large. She swirling in overwhelm while he is just happy, while she is just happy, looking at her with moony eyes. He's wondering why she's not joining him in the giddy, and he's beginning to get worried about what's wrong with her, with them. Does any of this resonate with you? If so, your feelings about your ring may not, I reiterate, be about your ring. I address all of this in my video course, How to Be a Happier Bride, and ebook, Emotionally Engaged, A Bride's Guide to Surviving the Happiest Time of Her Life. Download either right now, and you will feel an immediate sense of normalcy and community among the many brides I describe. I also give you a prescription and exercises to do to help you get to the core of your feelings. I'm also here for a free 15-minute Zoom consultation. I'd love to talk you through this, your specifics, and offer support. The ring. It's a big deal, but it's also a symbol of the big changes in your life you're going through as a result of your engagement. The seismic shift in your identity and in all of your relationships. It makes sense that this time is challenging. All growth is. But take a moment to stop focusing on your ring and its perceived problems, and focus on yourself. In my next post, I Hate My Engagement Ring, How to Talk About It, which is part three, I'll advise you how to approach this topic with your fiancé.